Welcome back. I'm Guru Catherine, Dr. Catherine Messagey, founder of Geode Blockchain and guide for your personal journey. And today I want to talk about why you gave your power away and how to take it back when you realize that you've given it away. And this topic came up because of the recent election in the U.S. and politics in the U.S. is very, very divisive right now, very divisive, very contentious. People get angry at each other very easily because they think it's relevant. And I'm sorry. Come over to the crypto side, crypto is so beautiful because it makes politics irrelevant. That's the world I live in, and you're welcome to join me. But in the meantime, if you still live in the Web 2 centralized world, you may find yourself giving your power away. I want to talk about why we do that. I want to talk about what that means. And I want to talk about how to take it back in a healthy way. In a healthy way. Okay, first of all, let's talk about why you give your power away. You give your power away, which is to say, you allow other people to make decisions for you. You allow other people to tell you how it's going to be and what you're going to do and what you're not going to do. And you just allow them to, like you're a two-year-old. You're going to let other people tell you what to think, what to say, what to do, what not to think, what not to say, what not to do, how your life is going to be. You allow it. And the reason you allow it, don't dog yourself for this, the reason you allow other people to rule over you, the reason you give your power and authority to someone else is because you were trained to do so. Think about it. We're brought into this world. It's our parents' job to keep us safe. We physically can't protect ourselves, so they have to. They make all the decisions for us because we're not able to yet. Then you go into school, and they tell you that the teacher is the authority, and whatever the teacher says, that's what it's going to be, and you're going to listen to that teacher. Well, at least in my generation, the Gen X, Lord help us if we defied authority. So you give the power is with the teacher, and you're just a little kid. You don't know, so you're like, oh, okay, well, tell me what to do. And they tell you what to do, and you do it. Here's your assignment, and you do it. And you're going to take a test, and you do it. And they tell you what to think, how to respond to each question on the test, what to say. You figure out what not to say because you want to keep them happy. And you give your power to them because you don't really have a choice. So at this point, by the time you get to college, you have had 18 years of conditioning of giving authority over yourself to someone else. Now, as a teenager, you naturally try to pull that back. You're going to naturally, as a teen, you're trying to pull away. You're trying to create your own self-identity, understand your own needs, meet your own needs, and all those things. So you try, you're pulling away for more independence. But what that is a physical independence. I can buy my own groceries. I can pay my own bills. I can live in my own apartment. I can, you know, remember to put gas in my car, right? It's a physical and financial independence. But you still give your authority away to your boss at work, to politicians. Holy cow, how people give their authority and power away to politicians. Because they just don't, it's just what you were raised to do. So don't dog yourself when you find yourself doing it. So when some authority figure, some political figure tells you, this is how it's going to be, or this is what you should think, or this is what is true, or this is what is false, or this is what you should or should not say, why don't you take two steps back from that? At this point in your life as a grown adult, you're not just physically and financially independent, you're also mentally independent. And we can, for a moment, pause and say, wait a minute. I get to decide what my life will be like. I get to decide what my day-to-day life is like, how I think about the world, what I'm going to accomplish and how I'm going to accomplish it. Nobody else gets to decide that but me. I am in complete control. Nobody affects your daily life but you. And only you. You have complete power and complete authority, and therefore complete responsibility for your own life and how it's going. I had this incredible mentor named Howard, who's since passed. And the best advice he ever gave me, he said, "Hey, there's a mirror in that powder room right there. Go look in the mirror." And I thought he was going to say, "There's a strong woman who can do anything. Quit doubting yourself," or something like, no, not what he said. He said, "I want you to take a good hard look at the person causing 99% of all your problems." Damn. But he was right. And he's absolutely right. Whatever's going on in your life, I want you to stop blaming other people. I want you to stop blaming some politician or blaming Facebook for wasting your time or blaming Facebook for monetizing your time and attention and not giving you any of that money. You give your time and attention freely to social media and they don't pay you. That's why we built Geode. Geode pays you. You give your authority over what you will or won't say, what you will or won't do. Oh, I can't do that because some authority figure said I can't do that. No, because you chose to let them tell you what you can and can't do. If you're having a difficult time in your life, look in the mirror, because the authority was always yours. And I mean this as tough love. But I do mean it as love. No temporary resident of any political office truly has the power to make your life better or worse. You are the one who ultimately has to decide to make changes in your world. So when you recognize words coming out of your mouth like, "I can't do that. They won't let me." Look out for those words. "They won't let me. They're gonna make me. They said, you can't do that. I can't do that." Bull. Try it. When you recognize that the authority and the power were always yours because you're a grown adult, you can choose to take it back. So how do you take your power back? If you recognize that those kind of words are coming out of your mouth and you want to take back your power and authority to decide for yourself what you will and will not do, what you will and will not say, what you will and will not think, what is or is not true, you know, you can go figure that out for yourself. You don't have to just take that from somebody else. When you decide to take your power back and your authority back, it's going to take practice because you have been conditioned since you were day one to give other people authority over you. And as a teenager, you were probably not taught to take that authority back, because there comes appropriate time for you to take that mental authority, that authority over your speech and your actions, to take that back upon yourself. But you were probably not taught to do that. So we have to figure it out for ourselves. So here's what you do. You practice. So I want you to start with something small. Something small that you want to do, or you want to say, or you want to think or believe, and do it. Something that you've always found yourself saying, "Well, they won't let me," or "I can't." "I can't get in shape." Yes, you can. "They won't let me say that." Say it. Say it. You ultimately have a root of fear in what repercussions will be. Why? Because if you disobeyed your parents, there were repercussions. If you disobeyed your teachers, there were repercussions. So you were raised and conditioned not to question and to fear going against authority. But you're grown now. You don't need to fear that anymore. You get to say what you want. You get to think what you want. You get to do what you want as long as it doesn't harm other people. Please do not harm other people. But whatever it is, when you have those words coming out of your mouth, I can't do this, they won't let me, they won't let you, you can't do that, right? And especially when you find yourself telling other people what they can or can't do, should or should not say or think. Take your power back, take your authority back, and you won't care to try to control anybody else. Learn to control yourself. Learn to take authority and control for yourself. So start small, one thing at a time. Take a small thing that you think you can't do or shouldn't do or they won't let you or it's just you're just not able, and do it. Do the thing, say the thing, think the thing. Don't harm others. Don't harm yourself either. But whatever that goal you have, whatever that sense of purpose or mission, do it. Try it. The easiest thing to start with is things that you may want to say, but you don't feel like you can say it, right? Your own personal freedom of speech. Start there and see how it feels when you say what you want to say. That doesn't mean you're not going to get backlash. You will. You will get backlash from all the people that are still giving their authority away to other people. You will get backlash from all the people who still talk like, you can't do that, I can't do that, you shouldn't do that, I'm going to tell you what to say, what not to say, I can't believe you said that. You know, they're still trying to control you because they don't know how to control and have authority over themselves yet. Don't get upset with them. They're just in the same place you used to be. So that's it. Try it. You might like it. And then do more. And do more and do more. Say the things you feel compelled to say. Do the things you feel compelled to do as long as they don't hurt you or anyone else. Try that audacious goal. Go for it. And as you do, the fear will fade and the empowerment, the feeling of empowerment will come through and it feels so good. So let me know what that goal is that you've got. Don't let anybody hold you back. It's time to take back your power and authority. Don't dog yourself for having given it away. We all slip back into it periodically. So every time you find yourself slipping back into that, just bring that authority back to yourself and do the thing. So let me know what your audacious goals are. And I will see you on Change.